yeah, top of the Tezvov, that Shema maybe Rabbi Kiva Atemayimrim, maybe he asked me a question like according to Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Kiva sheet 3 is that the Tumah Meis Lace is also Matama Boyalo, give him a Tumah Shiva. So maybe all that Rabbi Kiva Atemayimrim, like he asked him, what's the shear of the Yachazman? So he said back to him, maybe you mean to say you hold like Rabbi Kiva, that what the kol meis lace, like Rashi says, ein lechem shir b'dovre le meis lace, the shir is meis lace, that's when the Baal is tome shiva. So, that says, shemekar b'kiva atemayimrim, shemetam es boilot, b'kiva holds in the shir of meis lace, that if she lived with the husband, then the husband is called the boil need, he's tome for 7 days. Midrabanim. Omru loy, so he said back to them, loy shemanu, means no, I don't hold like him, Rashi said. I don't hold like Rabbi Kiva. And that's not the shear that I'm asking you. Is Omlem, if they if so, they said back to him, Kach Pirshachom B'Yavna. This is what the Chom explained in Yavna. That Loi Shor Sikadesh Terad Minamito, if she did not wait that long. Whereas here the case was again, first they had Tashmish together, and then after Tashmish, then she made a Bedika. So if she did not wait long enough, Loi Shor, so she did not wait, Kadesh Terad the shear that she goes off the bed. Minamita, for the tiach has puner and wipe herself on the bottom. So that's called teich zman who's there. That's called the second zman, teich in the middle of the second zman. And the loch is utumei misofik. The taka to tumi midiraisa. The minasofik, they're both tummy, even the baal is tummy. But of turumi korban, they're potter from a korban chatis. But the chayovim biyoshim toli and echnaim, this rice taka holds, that's a sofik midiraisa. So if he has to bring a noshim toli, just the Baal's a suffix, whether he live with an either or not. So he has to bring a korban noshim toli. What's going to be though, shosa kodesh terid minamit? Let's say she waited a little bit longer. She did not make the bdika right away, but she waited first until it takes the time for her to go off the bed and wash herself on the bottom of the kiyach as paneho. That's achaz man huzeh. That's called achaz man huzeh. That's like after the second zman. So that has loch like the third zman already, which is V'chein, the same thing would apply, kishashosu meis leis, that if she finds herself to be tummy now, so the din is meis leis 24 hours before, or b'kidu l'b'kidu, that what's the loch of that man? That the boyalo mitame mishumaga, that the baal just has a tumor as if he touched an ida. There is midrabonin, when Misha becomes an ida now, we say she was tummy for 24 hours before midrabonin. So if a man touches a nida, she's like an av hatuma, he becomes a tuma for 1 day. So the loch of the boiler then has a loch of matama mishum mag, is like he touched the nida. The ain't a matama mishum boil, but he does not have a loch of a boil nida. That's the chacham shita. That this chumra of mace lace that goes back does not make a tuma like a nida to give the din that the husband lives with her is a tummy boil nida. That's the chacham shita. That no, it's only like the baal touched the nida. Therefore, he's only tamei for just 1 day. Rabbi Kiva, Mekiva says no. Af mitamei mishum boil. Rabbi Kiva holds no that this din of meis lace that you tamei back 24 hours. The rabbanim made her mamish like she was tamei with the rabbanim, like she was a nida then. And therefore, if the husband lived with her during those 24 hours, the loch is that he has loch of a boil nida that he's also tamei for 7 days. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Benoi, Shav Yechon and Mitzaka Yainer. Bailo nichnas leichel umak tikteris. He holds no. He holds that the baal is 100% tor. He holds that the baal, that she first found herself to be tummy now. So even though they lived there 2 hours ago, still the baal is 100% tor. We'll soon see what. The Gemara says he holds like Shammai, that there's no chumra meis lace altogether, that she's only tummy mikan labo, not from before. So therefore the baal that touched only before, he's completely tor, and therefore he's allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So it's like this now. Bishleim Rav Chizda, according to Rav Chizda, says before that there are 3 shiurim. There's a shiur of how long it takes you to get the aid underneath the blanket. And then there's a shiur of Kadesha Tatiya, it should go off the bed. So, Hainu Dimitari Rabbonin. That's why the Rabbonin say Yitor over here. So Rashi says, Bishleim Rav Chizda, the Yomar, they should tear it Acher Acheru. That our Mishnah says is shear, how long it takes if she goes off the bed and then wipes herself. That's like the third shear, that there's no suffix deriser anymore. If so, Hani is the Mitari Rabbanan, that's what the Rabbanan said, that he's Torah, that he has no Din Tumah. it's good. Elul Ravashi, according to Ravashi, the Ravashi before said, no, they both have the same shear, the shear of going off the bed and finding the aid right by her. You saw my Matai Rabbonin. What did Rabbonin say that she's Torah? This should be a zman of a vade sofik midiraisa. That should be a sofik tumah. Mas v'chitem, maybe you want to answer me. Diein aid biyoda. The maybe it's talking about where she doesn't have the aid in the hand, and therefore that's why the rabbanim said she's Torah. That's a longer shear. So the Mas says no. So her aid biyoda v'an aid biyoda miboilei. And the Brisa should have said this chilk. It should have said made a difference whether she has the shemata in the hand and she just has to make a bdika. Whether she doesn't have the shematzah in her hand, since it doesn't say that, therefore it's a kasha in Ravashi. It's more mashmal like Rav Chisda. Then this shear that the Mishnah says they shetayrid when she goes off the bed, that's a longer shear, and that's the third shear. That's not even a sofik midiraisa anymore. Then we say like the dam only came after the tashmish, and the husband is still torn. There's only a loch of meis leis as tumah de rabbanon of meis leis. But as far as the deraisa goes, we're not machs the tumma back before. This year that the Mishnah says, Kadesha Teirid, having the face to go off the bed and then to wipe herself, that length of time, if she finds dam then, like we have no right to say the dam was there before Bishar Tashmish. So therefore the Baal may derive to restore. It's the only question of the tumma, the regular tumma, miyes liyes. Yeah. Now what we just have before, Rabbi Yehuda Benoi, Shreb Yechon Ben Zaka Yemer, Bailo Nichmas Leichel. Even though the husband lived with her 2 hours before this, before she finds dam, so he holds that the husband is tor, he's not going to the base of Middish. Or Maktik Teres, he could even bring a Teres if he wants to. So now his question, why? For taping led the heavy Nogeya b'meis leitz shebenida. Like the Chur, like Hillel, like the Chom and the Mishnah, we hold when Isha becomes Tomei, midirabonin, she's Tomei back before 24 hours. So the husband that touched her then should also have a loch of Nogeya b'nida. So the husband should be Tomei. Samurai says, Hu diomar ki shamai, enechnami, Yehuda b'nei shavichim v'zak holds like shamai shita. Diomar that he holds, that kol ha-noshim dayin shosin, that shamai holds what, there's no aloch of meis leis, all noshim, they're only Tomei mikana labor from now on, and not from before. So therefore before, the husband is Torah legamri. But teva morsav, the tepik lei, devi balkeri, I still, but the husband lived with his wife. Some has told me he had Zerah came out. He should be a Bakeri. He should still be Tommy for one day at least. So as it's saying, he can go into the Beis HaMikdash. So where it says, the case is, Bishloi Gomer B'yosai, that he did not have the Gemar B, means he did not let Zerah out. So therefore, he's not Tommy Mishum Bakeri. It's the only question, if she'd be a Nida, he's Tommy for touching her. So on that we say, no, we're going according to Shammai Shita, that she's not Tommy L'mafreya. So therefore, she's only Tomei for when she sees dam onwards, but before she was Torah, so when the husband touched her, she was Torah. So therefore, the husband is still Torah Lagamri. Therefore, according to him, according to Yechon Metzakai, he could even go to the base of Middish now. Then it says in the Mishnah, O Moidim Chachomnu Rabbi Kiva, the Chomdo agreed to Rabbi Kiva, that Varoya Kesem, that when you see a Kesem, then the Chom agreed to Rabbi Kiva to say what? The Venetia sees a Kesem now, and before this, she lived with the husband, that the husband, the Chur, is called the Boil Nida. We have a right to say that the husband, she was Tommy from before, and therefore when the husband lived with her, she really was a Nida ready, and therefore he has Locha, like your Boil, if you live with a Nida, the Locha is, you get the same Locha like a Nida, you're Tommy for 7 days. So the verse says, Omar Rav, Rav says, Lamafreya. That what the Chum meant to say is, that it's Tommy Lamafreya. That the kestem is metama all the way back from the last time she checked out the cloth, the underwear. For Rabbi Meir, it goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. That Rabbi Meir is always machmir by ksamil, like we had before in Perek Kamarash, she says. And the word in later, Perek Bosimin, see, if according to Rabbi Meir, when she finds a kestem, we say that this dam, the kestem was on the cloth from before already. So therefore, when the husband lived with her, he was called the Bel Nida. So that's Rav says. Shmuel Amr Shmuel says Mikan Labo. That the Chum agreed to Rabbi Meir, it only means Mikan Labo. That now that she finds a kesem, now that she finds some dam on her clothing, we say she's Tommy from now on. And if the husband lives with her from now on, the next 7 days, like, she's called the Bel Nida. That's all. But not Lamafreya. Shmuel says Mikan Labo. And Rabboni goes according to Rabboni Shita, that they're Mekol by Ksamim, that we did not say Ksamim, goes back to Lamafreya, Kesem is only Tomei from now on when you find it. So I'm asked the question, if so, Mikana Labov Shita. So what are you telling me then, Avada? She has Loch of a Kesem, she's Tomei now. So the husband lives with her now, Avada is called the Baal Nida. So what's the Chiddush then? Smurah says, yes, still there's a Chiddush here. Because otherwise, the Tamar would have thought to say, Ho Yulume Yeis Lies the Rabbonin. Since this Tumul Lamafreya may say it's only with the Rabbonin. Uksomim is also only the Rabbonin. That you find the Kesem, Midirais Yitor. So you say you didn't feel the dam, Yitor. It's only with the Rabbonin that Ksomim is Tomei. Yes, I would have thought to say that Ma Meis Lies, just like the Tumul of Meis Lies, Loi Mitama is Boyelo, if the husband lived with his wife within the last 24 hours, even though she's Tomei Lamafreya. Still, he's not called like the Boyal Nida, the Rabbonin were not Machmas so much. I would have thought to say, Av Ksomim, who adin, when she finds a Kesem, a spot on a underwear, so even though she's Tomei from now on, but I would have thought to say, Loi Mitam is Boyal, it's not such a strong tumor. If the husband lives with her, he's not Mitamah. He doesn't become Tomei as the Boyal Nida. Kamash Mulan, yes, that Lamaisa now on, that she's Tomei, she's called like a Nida, and therefore if he lives with her, he has a tumor as Boyal Nida. Versus the ain't nochanam one to start this maybe one to say taka just like mace lace since it's on the tummy with rabbanin the tum she's not he doesn't have a loch of a boil nida maybe ksamim also he's not called a boil nida. Samura says no. Hosam I'll tell you ain't sure shochet lefanecha boy the mace lace before she finds dam now there's no real reason there's no like a shor shochet there's no shchita there means there's no real sofer to say there was dam there before. It's only a chumra for Tyrus that we say she's Tamil Mafreya. But it's not any real chashash to say the dam was there before. But also over here, what you find to Kesem right now, Yesh Shor Shokal Fonecha, there's like a Vadi Sotik right now. Right now we find a Kesem. So that's more of a chumra to say she's Tamil with the Rabbanin, and once she's Tamil, that the Rabbanin made a Meyena Diraisa. That if the husband lives with her, he'll be called a Boyal Nida. And the Chay Nomeresh Lakish Lamafreya. And that our Mishnah says that the Chum agreed to Rabbi Kiva by Roya Kesem, meaning they say that the Mafreya all the way back until the last time she checked her underwear, she's called Tomei mid Rabbanin. If the husband lived with her within the last day, he'll be called the Baal Nida. For Rabbi Meir, he goes according to Rabbi Meir that he's Machmir by Ksamim. Rabbi Yechon Namano, Mikan Labo, goes according to Mikan Labo of Rabbanin, he goes according to Rabbanin Shita. So the Machlekes Rabbin Shmuel was also Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Resh Lakish. But according to that, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that once she sees the Kesem, she's Tomei now, and the husband lives with her, it'll be called the lock of a Boyal Nida, even though it's only Midi Rabbanan. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Kol ha-noshim b'cheskes tayru l'baleyim. Every Isha, as long as the husband doesn't know she's Tomei, she's b'cheskes to be tor. Rashi says it means to say, b'lei b'dikah, she doesn't have to check herself. It's only by a sukkah b'tairis that we say she has to keep on checking herself. But Labaila minastam, she's becheskas to be tor. She didn't feel the dam coming out. She's becheskas to be tor. She doesn't have to check herself first. What's going to be habom in aderech? Let's say your husband comes home from traveling. He was away for a few days and he comes home now. So also neshem le'am becheskas tairah. That the neshem, the wives are still becheskas tairah. Again, she would not have to make a bdika. He's allowed to say that Ms. Thomas, she's still Torah, they can live together. Samora says, Lomoli lemisni, what does the Mishnah have to say in the second case? Haboyim min aderech, if the husband comes home from the road, what's the chiddush over here? Samora says, yes. Because otherwise, Salkot had the chimin, I would have thought to say, Hani mili, when does the Rashi say, that Stam Manisha's becheskas tyron, heichad the yisra b'mosa, when the husband is in town, he's at home. The Rami Anavshe, therefore she knows the husband at home, he may come and live with her, so she's always checking herself throughout the day to make sure she's tor. Is the Rami Anavshe thrown upon her mind to think about it, or what can she check herself, she's more careful about it, she's more conscious about it to see whether she really saw the dam or not. So therefore, if she didn't see, we say she's becheskes to be tor. Aval heichod alayse b'mosa, when the husband's not in town, he's out of town, the Rami Anavshe, she doesn't think about Tashma. She doesn't think about like keeping herself Torah. She doesn't think about making a bedika. So maybe Loi, then we have to be afraid that maybe really she saw a dam and she didn't realize it. She didn't check herself. Is Kamash Malone, no. But that's lemaisa still the cheskas tyra. As long as you don't know for sure your wife is tamei, we say she's still tor. Now, Amar Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish says, "Pshat the Mishnah is Amar Resh Lakish Mishum Rav Yehuda Nesiya Vusha Bo Umotza Betochi Meinosa." Means he went away a few days ago and he came back. She's still within the 30 days of the last period. In other words, 30 days did not pass by yet. The Rashi says, "Lamed Yem Luria." But after 30 days went by already, then boy bedika, then she has to check herself. But that's also called like a veset, that most ladies see after 30 days. So that the Mishnah says, if you come back to his becheskes tyra, that's only if you came back within 30 days of the last period. But if you come back after the 30 days, then adarava, then she would be tamei unless she made a bedika. Amar Rav Huna. Huna sounds like this. Loishonu ela shein levesas. Only Nisha doesn't have a vesas. Then the Mishnah says she's becheskas to be tor. Aviyesh leves, if she has a special time when the period comes, then also l'shamis, then she's not becheskas to be tor. And then the husband is also. So Rashi says loishonu means bechimotza. When the husband comes back and finds in the middle of the 30 days. That he doesn't need, she doesn't have to check herself, doesn't need a bedika, that only if it didn't come, she doesn't have a vest. But if she has a vest, then she needs it. So where it says, Kalpilai, it should be just the opposite. Adarabha, just the opposite. Ipcham istavrit, it should be just the opposite, the Svara. These are all ways of turning it backwards. Kalpilai means turn it upside down. Just the opposite. That it should be like this, rather. Ein lo vest, if lady doesn't have a vest, then ein mechazi, then you have to be afraid, maybe she did see. Then she should not have a cheskes tyra. But yesh lo vesa, the lady has a vesa when she sees. Sem lechura ves kavilo. She has a time when she sees. If that time didn't come yet, she should be the cheskes tyra. So what Rav Huna is saying. Tell the Gemara like this, Rav Huna. Le'iit mevilor Rav Huna, hochi, this is what he meant to say. Om Rav Huna sounds like this. Lo'ishon, when does the Mishnah say she's tor? Elish lo'higia shas vestum. Where the time of a vest did not pass by it. Came the time of a period, then Takasura. Then Lamais, after that, she's also to the husband. Unless she makes a bedika then. She has to make a bedika, the yom of the vest. Rashi says, Avagiyah's man vesta, Koidim, before the husband came home, is Asura. Why? The earth is manabo. You have to be afraid maybe that day she saw dam. Unless she made a bedika that day. So where it says like this. So because Rav Huna holds, Vesta is the Yeraisa. It's a swarm of the Yeraisa that this Uruch Bismanabo. Rashi says it means it's Allah Lamesh Mishinai, the Mechaskin in law, Bituma Sophic, that we have a good sign to say she saw Dam, so it's a Sophic Midiraisa, maybe she saw Dam. And therefore, if she didn't make a Badika that day, she'll be Tomei. That's because Yod Vestas is the Yeraisa. Now, Rabba Barachon Omano, Filu Agia Shas Vest, even when he was away, it came the time when she's supposed to have a period. Nami mutera, still she's muter. Why? Ksav riyals vestas only mit rabbanon. Rashi says that Sri Chacham lived with the Chacham said it's supposed to be boidik that day the period's supposed to come. Beyon vesta, shem mutera, maybe she'll see. Omiyo heichad lehevi beardless, her husband was not home, and he doesn't know whether she made the bdika or not. So then lemasakin lematumah, we don't say she's tamei, but that's only the rabbanon de kasvara, it's like only a suffix whether she saw or not. So true, she's supposed to make a bdika. And if for sure she did not make the bdika, maybe she'll be tummy with the rabbanin. But a korban of the husband has a suffix whether she made the bdika or not, since it's only a suffix and it's in the rabbanin they could in, therefore he has a right to be makel and same as tummy she made the bdika, then she'll be muta. But if you learn, vestas is diraisa, that's like midiraisa, there's a good suffix to say she did see dam, so then you have to be machmi midiraisa, and only be muta if you know for sure she made a bdika. So if you come home and you don't know she made a bdika, she's asura to you. Unless she tells you she made a bedika then. Yeah. And this swarv is the best derisa of the Shiloh. If an Isha sees a period like 3 times in a row the same day, do we say that's something to have a chazakah about it? That since it happened 3 times, you have a right to say it's going to happen again the same time? Or maybe no, since this is a something told in the Shinu Haguf in the body always changes. For such a thing, you can't really have a chazakah on this on the Shinu Haguf. And therefore, it's only the Rabbanon the Gesorah to be machmir. But not midi raisa. Yeah. The other one says, Ravashi Masnoch. Ravashi Lok Rav Huna's did like this. Ravashi Masnihofi. As Omer Rav Huna said,